Are you a Christian at all, or?
No, I'm not Christian. I'm
okay.
Hindu.
Hindu, okay. Yeah. So just in your own view, what do you? What is it that you believe that you have to do to get eternal life or to go to heaven?
Do good karma.
Good karma,
yeah,
so kind of like
people in need.
Living a good life.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what's funny is that there's a lot of religions that actually believe that, that doing good is how you get to heaven. But the Bible actually teaches that it's not about how you live your life. It's about who you're trusting in. And if you just had a couple minutes, I could give you the opportunity to at least hear what the Bible says it does take to have eternal life. Would you be interested in hearing that? Awesome. Cool. What's your name? I'm Dylan. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yep, this is Brandon. So first of all, the Bible says here, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what a sin is? Sin is when we break God's commandments. So, you know, we believe that there's one God, the God of the Bible here, and that, you know, he has commandments. For example, thou shalt not steal, right? And if we steal, if we lie, if we cheat, if we murder, if we do any of those things, that's a sin. And what the Bible's saying is that all of us have sinned. No one's perfect, right? Yeah, we've all broken God's commandments. The bad news is that because we've broken God's commandments, we all have a punishment that we deserve from God. So right here it says, for the wages of sin is death. When we die, according to the Bible, there's one of two places we can go. Heaven or where? Have you heard this before? So the Bible teaches that when you die, there's one of two places you can go. Heaven, where God lives, or hell, which the Bible teaches is a place of eternal punishment and torment and fire and agony. And when you're there, you can never escape. Of the people in hell, the Bible describes them like this. The Bible says, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night. So, you know, I'm here to tell you that this is a real place. Hell is a real place. And if someone dies unsaved, not believing in God, they will spend all of eternity in this place called hell. And the Bible even gives us a list of the type of people who will go to hell someday. Because, you know, you kind of think, well, how bad do you really have to be to deserve to go to hell? Do you have to be a murderer? Do you have to be a serial killer? Notice what the Bible says here. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I know I've told a lie before. Have you ever told a lie before? Everyone has, right? And so what this is teaching us is that because we've sinned, we deserve the punishment of hell. But do you think that God wants us to go to hell? Absolutely not, right? Now, having shown you this from the Bible, do you believe that hell is a real place?
It depends.
Okay. Because in order to be saved from hell, you have to know what you're being saved from. And so I just want to know, you know, do you believe what I'm showing you from the Bible?
I believe, I think there is hell and...
Okay, good, good. So the question is, if hell is real, that means that God is real.
Yeah,
that means
God
that heaven is real, right? So hell is a real place, and God doesn't want us to go to hell. So the question is, how do we escape hell? That's the most important question that you'll ever answer. Well, Romans 5 first tells us this, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the way that God showed his love to mankind was by giving us his son, Jesus Christ. So the Bible teaches that Jesus was born of a virgin. He had no father. He had no earthly father. His mother was... became pregnant through the conception of the Holy Ghost. And so Jesus, when he was born, he was 100% man, just like us, but he was also 100% God in the flesh. Let me show that to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right here it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Right, so here's the thing. God, there's not millions of gods. There's one God, and that God is three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So you have God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus is God, and he's eternally existed. He's always existed. But he became a human being. He was born into this world through Mary. Why? Here's why. Because we're human beings, and we're sinners, and so we need a Savior. And so what had to happen is that Jesus Christ had to come to this earth and live a perfect life. Jesus never sinned. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. So that's important because we sin, we deserve hell, but Jesus, he's able to be our replacement and our sacrifice because he lived his whole life sinlessly. How do you live your life sinlessly? Well, because he's God. That's the only way that you could do it. You and I, we could try as hard as we can, and we will always fall short. We'll always fail. Jesus was perfect. He never sinned. When he was about 30 years old, he started his ministry. And to prove that he was God, he did a lot of miracles, right? He rose people from the dead. People who were deaf, he healed them. People who were blind, he healed them. He walked on water. He fed the 5,000. You know, he did a lot of great miracles. And also he did a lot of just preaching of the truth, preaching of the word of God. And because of his preaching, the Jews hated him and they lied about him. They gave him a fake trial and they spit in his face. They plucked his beard out. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They whipped him. They made him bleed. They tortured him. They put him on a cross. When he was on the cross, they put nails through his hands, through his feet. And he suffered on the cross for 6 hours, struggling to breathe. And he ended up dying on the cross. And then they pierced his side. Blood and water came out, showing that he was dead. And the question is, do you know why he had to die on the cross? Because here's the thing. Jesus is God. Why would God allow himself to be killed? Have you ever heard of that before? Have you ever thought about that before? Why would God allow himself to be killed? Let me show you why. If I could find it real quick. So notice what the Bible says here. In Galatians chapter number 1, it says this. Jesus, it's talking about Jesus because it says, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world." So here's the thing. I've sinned, you've sinned, my friend Brandon here has sinned, but Jesus was the only person who's ever lived that was perfect. So he was that sinless, perfect Lamb of God sacrifice. When he died on the cross, he could pay the punishment for all of our sins. So when he was on the cross, he took the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future, every person who's ever lived. He was thinking of you when he was on the cross. He loves you. He loves us. He wants us to go to heaven. He died on the cross for our sins, and he was buried in the ground. Here's another proof that Jesus was God. I'm getting ahead of myself. When he was buried in the ground, his soul went somewhere for 3 days and 3 nights. Do you think that that was heaven or hell?
Maybe heaven. He's a God.
Okay. So he did eventually go to heaven. So you're not far off. But first, he did go to hell. I'll show you this. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. Neither his flesh did see corruption. So when his body was in the tomb, his flesh didn't decay. His body didn't decay. His soul went to hell. Now, can you think, why would Jesus' soul go to hell? He's God. He's never sinned. Why would he have gone to hell? Do you have
because of our sins?
That's exactly right. You're smart. Absolutely. We deserve hell. We've sinned. Mm-hmm. We deserve that punishment of hell. But God loved us so much that he gave us his son, who lived a perfect life, never sinned, died for our sins on the cross, was buried, and went to hell to pay the punishment that you and I deserve. That's how much love he has for us. But here's the thing. After he died, he didn't stay dead. Do you know what happened to Jesus 3 days after he died? Let me show you. This is the most important thing. And this proves that Jesus Christ is God, that he's not just a good teacher or a good man, that he's actually God. The Bible says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Now, this is not one person's testimony, because then he says, "And that he was seen of Cephas," that's Peter, "then of the twelve apostles. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once." So here's the thing. Many people saw Jesus rise again from the dead. There's a reason that billions and billions of people today, 2,025 years later, worship Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. it's because he rose again from the dead. That's a miracle, right? When I die, I'm not coming up. When you die, you're not coming up. Jesus was killed, and 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And that changed the world. Now, here's the thing. Do you believe what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Good. Just because Jesus died and was buried and rose again, do you think that that means everybody now just automatically goes to heaven no matter what?
I think so.
You think so? Everybody automatically goes. So, unfortunately, that's not true. I wish that everybody just automatically went to heaven. But there's one thing that we have to do. And what we have to do is very simple. It's very easy. But we do have one thing that we must do. Right here, this question was asked. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, does that say, go to church and you'll be saved? Live a good life? Help old ladies cross the street? No. One thing we have to do, believe. Right. Now, what does it mean to believe? It doesn't just mean that you believe he exists, right? Because let's say that there were some cops down there, or some politicians down there, and I say, hey, those politicians exist. Does that mean that I trust them? No, right? So what it means to believe in Jesus, yes, you have to believe he's real. Yes, you have to believe he's God, of course. But more than that, you have to trust that his death, his burial, and his resurrection are the only things that could take you to heaven, not the good things that you do. Okay? Because, you know, for example, you keep using the word karma. The Bible teaches something similar, like you reap what you sow. If I sow good into people, if I sow a good life, I'm going to reap that kind of stuff. That stuff is true. There's no doubt about that. But that does not get me to heaven. Doing good works does not get me to heaven. Reading my Bible, preaching the gospel, being a nice person, none of those things can take me to heaven. The only thing that could take me to heaven is believing in Jesus Christ. Now, if I'm trusting partly in Jesus and partly in myself, then I'm not fully trusting in Christ, am I? Mm-hmm. Right? So let me show you an example. This is super important right here. The Bible explains how we go to heaven. It says, for by grace is something we don't deserve, right? Mm-hmm. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says going to heaven, having eternal life, it's not of me, it's not of you, it's not of our works, the things we do, the good life that we live. Otherwise, we'd be able to boast. Or brag, right? Now, I don't believe this, but what if I said to you, hey man, I'm going to heaven because I'm such a great guy, and I do so much good, and I live a good life, and I read the Bible, and I pray, and I go to church, and I give to homeless people. Who does it sound like I'm trusting in? God or myself?
Yourself.
Right, exactly. But what if I said, hey, I'm not that good of a person. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. But I believe Jesus died on the cross. He paid for all my sins, that he was buried and rose again, and I'm only trusting him to get me to heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, who am I trusting in?
Jesus.
Exactly. That's all you have to do to be saved. That's why it's called the good news. Because if I said to you, hey, I have good news. You can go to heaven. You just have to stop sinning. That's not good news, because you would fail first day. And so would I, right? But here's the good news. The most famous verse in the whole Bible says, right here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you believe in him, you're saved. If you don't, you're not. If you don't believe Jesus is God, if you don't believe that he died on the cross for your sins, if you're not trusting in him for your salvation, you will spend eternity in hell. That's why I'm at your doors. I don't want you to go there. You know, it says right here, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, every single person that I talk to that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, they're already on their way to hell. They're already condemned. And what I'm trying to do is show you that you can be saved if you choose to believe in Jesus Christ. But if you don't, you will go to hell. And I don't want that for you. So let me do a quick, what we've talked about so far. We're all sinners, right? We deserve to go to hell. But God loves us. He gave us his Son, who is God in the flesh. He lived a perfect life. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again. And what is it that we have to do to be saved?
Believe.
Believe, exactly. Now, when we believe, God gives us something. And it's a free gift. It's called eternal life. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news, that we deserve hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God wants to give you a gift. That gift is called eternal life, but you can only get it through one person, Jesus. Not Muhammad, not any other God, one person, Jesus Christ. It's a gift. What if I said to you, hey man, I want to give you this Bible as a free gift, but you have to pay me $100. Would that be a gift? Mm-hmm. Of course not, right? Or if I said, hey, this is a gift for you, totally free, but you have to wash my truck. Is that a gift?
No.
No, right? Because you're working for it. So same thing with salvation. God says it's a gift. So God isn't saying, hey, here's a free gift. All you have to do is pray, go to church, live a good life, repent of your sins, do good. That wouldn't be a gift, right? Because you're earning it. Gifts are free. Who pays for the gift? The giver or the receiver?
Lord.
The giver pays for it, right? If I were to buy you a birthday present, I pay for it. Mm. It's free for you, right? So who paid for the gift of salvation?
Jesus
did. And he paid for it by shedding his blood on the cross, mm-hmm. by dying, by raising again from the dead. And what is it that we have to do to receive it?
Believe
in him. Exactly. When we get this gift, it's called eternal life. How long does eternal last for?
Until the time.
Eternal lasts for forever, right? Eternal means it can never end. It can never stop. So let me ask you this. Once someone believes in Jesus Christ, do you think there's anything they could ever do to lose their salvation and go to hell? Or do you think once you're saved, you're always saved?
I think if we believe for some time, and if we not believe for some time,
okay,
that could be lead to hell.
Well, let me ask you this. There's some things that we're just not going to ever stop believing, right? And now, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Shatish.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm not saying that right. When you wake up in the morning, do you need to be reminded what your name is, or do you know?
Yeah, I know.
Right. Are you ever going to stop believing that?
No.
So there's some things that once you know the truth, you're not going to stop believing, right? So if we believe that Jesus is God, that he rose again from the dead, you're not going to stop believing that. Because that's a really big, important fact. I mean, that's more important than who your name is, and who my name is, right? So let me ask it this way. Let's say someone believes in Jesus Christ. They've trusted him for their salvation. And then they go and do something really bad. Let's say they, murder someone. Do you think that God would then send them to hell, or do you think that they would still be saved?
If they believe in Jesus, then they will send to heaven, I think.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Now, here's why. Jesus said that we can never lose our salvation. Let me show you that. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Mm-hmm. So, right now, present tense, in this moment, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. Not you're going to receive it someday. You have it now.
Right.
If I have everlasting life now, will I have it tomorrow?
Yeah.
What about a million years from now?
Yeah,
because it's everlasting, right? And he says, and shall not come into condemnation. Condemnation just means hell. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life, and you'll never come into condemnation. He says this, but is passed from death unto life. The reason I asked you, are you 100% sure that you're going to heaven, is because if you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says you are passed from death unto life. Not you'll pass someday if you live a good life, if you do enough good, if you have a good karma or anything like that. No. Once you put your faith in him, you're passed from death unto life. You're saved, no matter what. When you believe in him, you become his child. And here's the thing. Do you have any kids by chance?
No.
No, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19, okay, cool. So I have four daughters, and the Bible says here, but as many as received him, so whoever believes in Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, right? So once we believe in Jesus Christ, we become his children. My children, when they do wrong, I punish them, right? Because I want them to grow, I want them to get better, right? But do I still love them?
Yeah.
Of course, right? So when we as Christians sin, the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Mm. So if we believe in Jesus Christ, we're saved, we have eternal life. But if I go out and rob a bank today, God's going to punish me. Mm. I could get shot by the police. Mm. I could lose my life, my health, my car, my money, my family, my whatever, right? Mm. I could lose all those things, but I cannot lose my salvation. Mm. Why?
Because you believe in the God.
Right, and what do I receive when I believe in him?
Eternal life.
Eternal life, not temporary life, eternal life, exactly. So let me do a quick recap to make sure I hit everything. In the beginning, I said that we've all sinned. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
We've all broken God's commandments. Mm-hmm. No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. And what is it that we deserve because of our sin?
We deserve hell.
Right. We don't want to go there, but that is what we deserve, and that is a real place, my friend. But God does not want us to go to hell, so what did he do for us so we don't have to go there?
He died for us.
Exactly. And do you believe that Jesus is God? Mm-hmm. That he died on the cross for your sins?
Yeah,
do you believe that he rose again from the dead
mm-hmm.
to prove who he is? Amen. Now, what is it that we have to do to go to heaven?
Just believe in himself.
Exactly. Just believe in him. When you believe in him, how long are you saved for?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Can you ever lose that?
Yeah.
No. Now, if you mess up, God will spank you on this earth, right? But he's not going to send you to hell. Now, here's the thing. This whole time I've been asking you, you know, or I've been telling you, rather, all we have to do to go to heaven is believe. But how do we believe? How do we put our faith in him? This is how, right here. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. All right, so I'm here soul winning with Brother Brandon Dehas here at Steadfast Baptist Church. And we actually just got a Hindu saved, which I have never had a Hindu saved. That was super, super exciting. And unfortunately, the battery died right towards the end there before the prayer. But we made sure that he believed that Jesus Christ was the only God, that he wasn't just making an addition of his plethora of gods and adding Jesus Christ. But, you know, he really did understand everything, and he did end up calling upon the name of the Lord and getting saved. So that was really encouraging. And I just want to encourage you guys, make sure you're not afraid to preach the gospel to people of other religions, Muslims, Hindus. Because obviously most of the people we talk to are like Catholics or people who are Christian in name, but not fully trusting in Christ. But hey, Hindus can get saved. You know, the gospel's very powerful. And so keep up the good work, guys. Brandon, anything you want to talk about with that salvation there?
Pastor did a beautiful job presenting it to him. He was low-hanging fruit, so don't be scared to preach to other religions, just like you said. So, God bless.
Amen. God bless, guys.